One thing that amazes me is the almost religious deference by Americans to the members of Congress. I, a sovereign American citizen, am expected by these people who, if asked, would zealously claim to be loyal, patriotic Americans, to cross every I, to dot every T, to prove my case that the law of the Constitution should be obeyed by Congress. All the while, these Americans give Congress a pass for not doing so. Why should it be up to me to prove the law of the Constitution must be obeyed to so-called loyal, patriotic Americans? Isn't the very definition of a loyal, patriotic American believing that the law of the Constitution should be obeyed by all, including Congress? And why should the members of Congress, who don't believe in the most fundamental principle of all American principles, that the law must be obeyed, be given respect, reverence, dare I say love, by those who say they are loyal, patriotic Americans? These same Americans say to me, we must be careful how we approach the members of Congress. We can't offend them. I've heard that over and over when people talk about addressing members of Congress on the issue of Article 5. I often wonder, what part of these officials are criminals and they have violated your rights don't Americans understand? I listen in disbelief as people gripe about how the government has taken away their rights, has put us in an illegal war, or have colluded in 1,000 different conspiracies, all of which are splashed across the front page of every newspaper, as well as stuffing the internet with thousands of blogs, posts, emails, and so forth. Most of it is pure bull. When you dig into these charges, you find that they are long an accusation and short on fact. Most people who rant about such things don't know what they are talking about. They don't bother checking their facts, the laws, or records to find out the truth, and in doing so, strengthen their case. They are content simply to spiel their frustrations and satisfy their egos by having posted something on the internet that they think everyone in the world is going to read. Actually solving the problem or issue they gripe about appears beyond their grasp. The real disbelief comes when a real government conspiracy occurs, one that can be absolutely proven, one in which every detail is documented in court records, one that explains all the rest of the spiel on the internet, and then is ignored by those loyal, patriotic Americans who prefer to live in their fantasy world of spiel rather than the real world of solution. They are cowards. It takes guts to live in the real world. And what is the real world? The fact the government doesn't want to obey a law, that is the real world. The fact the government knows they can get away with this corruption, because they know as long as the people let themselves be distracted, be it watching people slaughtered in a coliseum or spieling on the internet, as long as they are entertained, real government corruption can continue unabated. That is the real world. I often wonder who is the greater criminal in all this, the government for doing it, or the American people for allowing it. If people would bother to read their Constitution, they would know I am right. If they'd paid attention in high school American history class, instead of falling asleep or thinking about the girl two rows over, they would know I am right. If they had done this, I wouldn't have to be here now. There would already be an Article 5 convention, because if people knew their Constitution and the right it guarantees, they would demand Article 5 be obeyed in order to solve the problems they are so fond of spieling about. People lack commitment today. The idea of giving Congress any deference in vetoing the Constitution should be so repugnant, so distasteful to any real, patriotic, loyal American that it brings to mind drinking bile. And yet, this is exactly what self-described loyal, patriotic Americans support. Those people who in any way propose that Congress get away with disobeying the law of the Constitution should be labeled for exactly what they are, unpatriotic, disloyal Americans who are as bad as the criminals they support. No matter what excuse these people use, it all boils down to the same proposition, that government should be allowed to veto the law of the Constitution, and that is a criminal act. Yet these same people say we should not offend these members of Congress. If someone lived next door to you, and he raped and murdered your daughter, spreading her entrails all over her room and leaving her corpse bleeding and beaten on the bedroom floor for you to come home and discover, and if you had all the evidence needed to prove that he had committed this atrocity, but no one, least of all anyone in government charged with protecting you, your family, and your rights, was the least bit interested in punishing the one responsible, would you really be concerned about offending that person? Congress has murdered the Constitution and raped the American people of their right to alter their form of government as guaranteed them in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Why should they be treated any differently than that criminal next door, especially when they have actually violated federal criminal law? We have a simple choice in the issue of an Article 5 convention. Either we assert our rights as real, loyal, patriotic Americans and demand the government obey the law of the Constitution and call a convention, then use that convention to bring this government under control and back to the people where it belongs, or we accept the velvet glove of slavery by a government which preys on the fear of a convention they create in order to hold us slaves. The government is like vampire bats sucking our patriotic blood dry. Slave masters like Senator Cornyn say there are all kinds of problems with an Article 5 convention. This then justifies in his mind he not obeying the law of the Constitution. He fails to mention these problems can be solved by reasoned patriotic men and women facing these problems and offering solutions to them, rather than being content to cower in some corner, fearful that a convention might actually be called. By all means, let's never assert our rights. Better to lie in fear and let some slave master tell us how and when and where we can be free. After all, the same kind of problems existed when the first convention was held, and those people solved them. I suppose one could argue they were smarter than us. I would agree, given that the only real difference between those Americans of 1776 and the Americans of today is that those 1776 Americans were more committed to solving their problems than they were just complaining about them. I guess that does make them smarter. After all, if you have a pebble in your shoe that causes great pain, who is the smarter man? The one who continues to walk and just complain about the pain, or the man who stoops over and pulls the stone out and gets rid of it? If we lack the courage to stand up for our rights, then we deserve slavery. A person can be a slave of the mind as well as the body. And have no doubt about it, those such as Senator Cornyn, who would prevent you from having the right to a convention, want to enslave you. These slave masters who focus on the fear the questions about a convention raise, rather than finding solutions to them, want nothing more for you than to be a slave. But they do it today with guile rather than chains. After all, if you enslave the mind, there is no reason to enslave the body. What better way to enslave someone than have them believe they are not a slave? What better way to enslave someone than letting them spiel endlessly on an internet that accomplishes nothing? What better way to enslave someone than to have them think they have accomplished something in their fantasy world, all the while the real world, where the slave masters live, remains exactly the same? What better way to enslave someone than to have them think they are helping the slave to be free, when in fact all they are doing is aiding the slave masters to keep them slaves? What better way to keep someone a slave than making them fear most that which will set them free?